Hi, I'm Madeline Shebs, and welcome to the Weekday Meditation. I'm so glad you joined us today. For the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck Allen will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you into a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So settle in and let's join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Hi, everybody, and thanks for joining me on today's Weekday Meditation. Maybe you've heard of Bethany Hamilton, the 13-year-old surfer who lost her arm in a shark attack. I referred to her recently in a podcast, and her story was told through the movie and the book Soul Surfer. I want you to listen to this book out of Genesis, this scripture, Genesis chapter 50, verse 20, that says, "You intended harm to me, but God intended it all for good. He brought me to this position so I could save the lives of many people. You intended harm for me." Listen, Satan would do anything to bring harm to you. The story of Bethany Hamilton as the soul surfer, we see in the movie, she's attending a youth night at her church, and it's interesting that she's starting to see how everything in this world has faded away. But you know the old saying, time heals? Time has the power to put distance between us and the circumstances that cause our suffering. Let's not spend this new year looking backward at our suffering. Let's look toward the front. There's plenty of suffering that'll happen because we are sinful men and living in a sinful world. But let us be a people that would look at that and say, to prepare my heart for what suffering may lay ahead, I want to spend some quietude and solitude with my God and hear His voice, maybe even jot down some thoughts while He's speaking to you on what you believe with all your heart God is nudging you toward or dragging you toward or pushing you toward or even speaking into your life right now. And whatever that is, jot those thoughts down about how you're going to act and react to God's word. So before we meditate, let's take a couple of breaths. Let's hold that oxygen, that life-giving oxygen in our lives, and then we're going to force it out as if we could force out all of the stress and pressure in our life. So let's get comfortable and draw a deep breath. Here we go. Hold it, and let's do that one more time. And now I want you to find a place where you can just be at ease and you can rest without muscles being tense, and you can hear from the Lord as He gives you peace and power and direction for this day. I want to encourage you, just take a couple of moments in quietude. Listen for what God wants to speak into your life today. I promise you, He can't wait to do that. You just have to train your heart, your head, your soul, and your ears to listen for His voice. I'll mind the time, and I'll be back in just a couple of moments. I love what this scripture says, that the world intended harm for me, but God intended it all for good. You know what that means? That God can take whatever the world throws at us, how bad it is or how challenging it is, and He can turn it for our good and for His glory. Today, make sure you act on what He has directed you with peace, with power, and with direction. God bless you. Thanks for joining me on another weekday meditation.
I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the Weekday Meditation on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. If you're looking for more resources like this one, just jump over to our sister podcast, The Weekday Podcast, and add a cup of encouragement to your day. It's just 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week. Pastor Chuck will be back tomorrow with another weekday meditation. Thanks for joining us today, and go in peace.